Former UDOT civil rights manager Denise Graham says what UDOT gave her after a judge determined her termination was unjust was a new position and essentially a gag order.
I won't be able to bring anything to anybody's attention from now until whenever I retire or resign or leave the agency. And I'm just not willing to sign away those rights.
She's now working under the same title, but doing what she calls clerical work in the research department.
It was a fabricated position just simply to find some place to put me away from everything that had to do with construction, which is where, you know, in civil rights, which is where my training and expertise and knowledge is.
Graham and advocacy group Alliance for a Better Utah held a news conference outside UDOT offices in Taylorsville to ask Governor Gary Herbert to demand UDOT properly reinstate her, to pay her back wages and legal fees, and investigate whether the Attorney General's office handled the matter ethically. Alliance for a Better Utah's Eric Ethington says Graham continues to be attacked by UDOT Executive Director John Yord and Governor Herbert.
How did it end up that you not only are refusing to give her her real job back, but you're also now trying to leverage and maybe even blackmail her back pay from her unless she signs these letters saying that the judge was wrong when he ruled that she was innocent, that she's never allowed to talk about this again? It's absolutely mind-boggling that this could happen.
The Utah Democratic Party released an email Tuesday the Attorney General's office sent to Graham's attorney containing a letter UDOT wanted her to sign requesting the party not continue to publicize her situation. UDOT spokesman Nate McDonald says the department has been actively trying to finish the negotiation process with Graham, but she has stopped communicating over the past week. He adds there was a request on the table as part of the negotiations that asked her to keep quiet about the issue.
And it was felt at the time by UDOT executive director to ask for that to cease as part of the negotiations. That was just something that was in part of the negotiations. We later, you know, acknowledged that the letter was not a good idea and rescinded the request.
McDonald adds that Graham's original position has been dissolved, so she can't return to that same job. Governor Herbert's spokeswoman, Allie Isom, says the situation is a UDOT personnel matter, and external attempts to politicize the process are neither constructive nor appropriate.
The governor will not get involved. The governor has 22,000-plus employees across the state, and it would be micromanaging for him to insert himself in every situation.
She says the Department of Human Resource Management will assist UDOT on the situation. From KCPW News in Salt Lake City, I'm Whitney Evans for Utah Public Radio.